Hey there, and welcome to Speaking of Sex, the podcast. I'm your host, Autumn Morris. Speaking of Sex, the podcast is based on sexuality education, exploring sex, love, and relationships in the hopes of happier, healthier, and juicier connections. Let's talk sex talk. Gosh, this feels surreal. It really feels surreal. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Speaking of Sex. As you just heard, I am your host, Autumn Morris, and I am beyond grateful to be here. Today, I just want to introduce myself, introduce, you know, my mission with Speaking of Sex, and talk about what there is for you to expect of this podcast. So without further ado, as I just said, I'm Autumn. I am 22 years old and I am a psych major. My ambition is to get my doctorate's degree in human sexuality and become a sex educator. The capacity in which I would like to be a sex educator is using social media as a tool to be able to educate far and wide through online courses and through my writing and through podcasts, through every venue in which I can touch people all across the world. And so this is the beginning stages of that. Although I have not gotten my doctorate's degree yet, the information I'm learning, I'm sure that I would never have known if I hadn't chosen this career path. And I'm afraid that it's the same for most people. If you don't study sex for a living, there's a lot of information out there about sexuality and sexual health and sexual wellness and love and relationships that you'll never be able to tap into unless you set intention behind that. So I don't feel like there's a need for me to wait until I get my doctorate's degree to begin teaching. I think as I learn new things that it's important to just transfer that information and put it out into the world because it's important, it's beneficial to everyone. So when it comes to Speaking of Sex, the podcast, you can expect a lot of guests with a bunch of different perspectives and a bunch of life experiences. Speaking of Sex as a project is so near and dear to me because it's been 2 years in the making. I initially decided to enter the world of sexuality education around 2 years ago whenever I was on YouTube and discovered Shannon Boodram. If you know me or, you know anything about me, you know that I am obsessed with her now. She is also a sexuality educator and she likes to describe herself as the Walmart greeter for sexuality education. And it makes sense because she is just that. She was my gateway into this world of information about, you know, pleasure and about, you know, relationships and relationship dynamics and all sorts of things that I had missed out on prior. And that was important to me at that time in my life because my first relationship and my first sexual partner was like super trash. It was trash. It was abusive in more facets than one. And at that point, I had decided that I was never going to enjoy sex and that love was always going to be tragic and toxic because that was my only experience. That was my only real relationship, my only sex partner up until that time. And that was just like a really depressing way to live. Like, wow, it doesn't get any better than this. So when I discovered Shannon Boodram, my whole world changed. I'm like, wow, it does get better than this. It can get better than this. And there's so much more to this than I realized. I had never had an orgasm before and I had, you know, never enjoyed sex and I never understood the science behind love and falling in love and things of that sort. And so learning all of this information was like a light in my life. Like, you know, I will have a functional relationship one day and one day I will have sex with someone and it will be fucking orgasmic. It will be amazing and I will love it. And the more that I, you know, dug deep into her profile and then learned more about other sex educators that I now hold dear to my heart, the more I learned and the more I learned that I was missing. Even down to like intimate hygiene. I had been having intimate hygiene issues for years that I thought I was alone in. I thought I was struggling on my own and I just needed to fix it on my own. I had a broken pussy and that was that, but that's not true. It's common. And I was able to find, you know, educators that were able to help me through that process of healing my pussy and healing my body and healing my spirit. So my sexual awakening, if you will, was the beginning of speaking of sex, and I don't remember it being anything other than that. Once I found Shannon Boudram and started, you know, seeking out other sexual educators, I don't remember a time where I was just like, oh, this is cool information to have. Like, it was always, this is cool and I need to tell everyone. Like, I need to educate. I need to do this. This is where I belong. This is my purpose. So with that, I just began reading and soaking in information everywhere that I could get it, watching every sex educator YouTube channel and, you know, buying every single book that Shannon or any of the other educators recommended, and just learning everything that I could. And about a year ago, I decided that I had learned a decent amount of information, of course, not everything, but a decent amount to begin spreading information. So I started writing for The Funky Feminist exclusively as a sex positivity writer, writing about my experiences, writing about what I learned, but how it related to me and, you know, the struggles that I have dealt with for years that I was finally finding answers and solutions to. So that was like my first step towards speaking of sex, was just finding my rhythm as an educator. And that has been a beautiful experience for me. I'm still a writer for them, and that's a great way for me to disperse information. And I plan to continue to be a writer in that space. Not only is it healing for me, but and validating for me, but it also is helping others, and that's beautiful. So a few months ago, I was like, I want to take another step in this journey. Of course, I'm not a doctor yet, but I have information to give to people, and not everybody wants to read articles. So how else can I give this information to people? So that's when I decided to start an Instagram for speaking of sex. And so I started with that, and that's been going on for a few months, and I was like, well, now I need a podcast. Like, I'm on a roll. I write about it, you know, I post about it, now I want to talk about it, and here we are. All of that being said, Speaking of Sex, the podcast is here to serve you. I want to be opening conversations and dialogues that serve you and teach you things about your sex life, your love life, and your life in general as a person who interacts with other people. So if there are any topics that you'd like to hear about on Speaking of Sex, the podcast, make sure to DM me, comment on something, or send a call in to let me know exactly what you'd like to be hearing. If you'd like to be a guest on Speaking of Sex, the podcast, I would absolutely love to have you. We can talk about all kinds of fun, juicy stuff together, and that's amazing. So if you're interested, again, just send me a DM, a comment, or a call in to let me know that you're interested and what you want to talk about. What dialogue do you want to open? I am over the moon excited to see the journey of Speaking of Sex, the podcast, and to be able to see what it grows into. I already am envisioning something powerful, and I can't wait to see it grow with your help. And beyond that, I'm excited to learn from you. I'm excited to learn from your life experiences and the information that you hold while you learn from me and my podcast guest about our life experiences and the information that we hold. So it's going to be a great time. If you haven't gathered that, it's going to be amazing. And I hope that you continue to tune in. Next week, we have our first podcast guest ever, Sean Walker, and we'll be discussing circumcision. So that's going to be a fun and juicy conversation. I definitely want to cover online dating, contracting STDs, or being with a partner who has an STD, birth control, sexual mishaps, sexual dysfunction, all kinds of stuff that seem to be taboo in today's society. So if you're interested in hearing about those conversations, definitely stay tuned because they're coming. Make sure you subscribe and favorite so that whenever my next podcast drops, you will get a notification and you can join the juicy conversation ASAP
because that's where you belong.
That's all I have for you today. Thank you again for showing up for me, for supporting me, and for being involved in Speaking of Sex, the podcast and the project. You are incredible. And for all the details from today's show, make sure you check out the show notes. I hope you have an incredible day, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.